Expo Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine of this soon, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Check your soul at the door, because I'll eat it far and I'll eat it whole. The entirety of everything that you represent, everything that consists and is existing within the civilized boundaries of existence and all the other places even farther than that, that I can't just put name to right now, because the bigness of space and entirety and existence, the whole nature of all of it, is such that it's so big that even though I can't put my name on it, I can't actually piddle on it, I can't do anything on it all over the place, I will eat it. I will eat it all, the entirety of existence. This universe, the next one, the three beside, the 14th one over there, the 50th one over there, I'm going to eat them all. I'm going to clone myself, I'm going to zombie everything, I'm going to zombie everyone, I'm going to zombie the whole of existence. I'm going to take over. I'm going to eat it all. I'm actually hungry. Hey, EW, how's it going?
I'm just more concerned that you say you want to piddle on it.
Well, I said I couldn't piddle on it because I couldn't piddle on everything, because that would be like, that's really far away over there. And it's like, for me to be able to piddle over there, I'd have to walk over there. And it's like, I'm not going to walk over there right now. But I am going to eat that place. I'm going to eat every place. So it's all going to be mine.
That makes me wonder, do zombies mark their territory that way?
Yes.
Hmm.
But okay. Not that way. We leave little bits of ourselves behind.
Oh, okay. So I was going to say...
And then we replenish.
If you see a piddle left behind, that was a zombie who marked his territory.
Oh, but especially now, the very important safety fact here. If it's green and glowing and smells like gangrene,
mm-hmm.
Poke it.
Okay.
Just poke it. Put your finger in, stick it up, and then take a lick. Just a little lick. Don't get really crazy and just like drink it or anything like that. Just a little lick. You are going to have such a wonderful day after that. It's just going to knock your socks off and your pants. Possibly your testicles. Actually, most probably your testicles. You don't need them anyways.
I would see things falling off.
Oh, yeah. There'll be a few things. You don't need them anymore anyways, because it's like, who cares? It's not going to matter anymore, because the zombie apocalypse will be coming, and it will be coming for everyone. We do not discriminate in any way, shape, or form. I don't care if ooh. Yeah, I can't eat the Snickers. Sorry, Jack. Just can't. It's got nuts in it. It's just wrong.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
No, I always feel like a nut.
Oh, okay.
Not just sometimes. And I definitely don't feel like an almond joy.
No? Not at all?
Never. No? It's got nuts in it.
That's not a nut. That's an almond.
Same thing. Part of the same family.
Unless you count coconuts as nuts.
Coconuts is just nuttiest nut nuts. I can't stand coconuts.
Coconuts technically aren't even a nut. But
true.
They're called one. Makes no sense.
I know. But they're also called cocoa. And you don't get chocolate from a coconut, now do you?
No, but you could mix the two together and get cocoa milk.
No.
No, that don't want to work either. Yeah, it has to be chocolate.
It's disgusting.
No?
It's disgusting.
Chocolate milk?
Coconut milk. Ugh.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Yes, it is. I can't drink that shit. I can't even smell that shit.
Coconut milk with almond milk and... Mm-hmm.
Mm. No, there is no joy in the almond. There is no happy ending there.
There's big happy ending there.
No, there's not. It comes out of the poop hole, and I don't want that happy ending with that.
That's a happy ending, believe it or not.
No, that's a happy beginning, and I don't want that either.
I don't know how that's a beginning.
That's the beginning of the end, because as soon as that hole opens up, everything's coming out.
Yes, but you come out feeling so much better.
No, you come out with no stomach anymore.
Boy, did
zombies!
Did this show just go crappy, or what?
This shit just got flushed. I warned everybody on the Facebook. I was in an odd mood today, and I'm... I'll use the flatulence all I can today. Actually, I probably won't. But I might. I don't know. Maybe. Monkey? Yeah, okay, we'll do that too.
Okay.
So, I watched a lot of movies this week. I want to talk about them because I love them.
All right,
well,
let's do it.
I don't necessarily know, but if I love all of them.
Oh.
But, so I watched one oldie and then four new movies. You will not be able to guess any of them.
I was thinking one oldie would definitely have to be a zombie movie.
Nope.
No?
Nope. No zombie movies at all in this mix.
What? No wonder they're talking about an apocalypse happening already.
Exactly. So The Oldie is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Well, now, see, that would be wrong, because one of your favorite
one movies... One of, which means there's more than one. It's in my top 10.
Which is zombie movies, except for two.
You don't know my top 10 movies.
I know your top three.
Yeah, what?
Of course, George Romero's movie. And then we've got... What?
Not in my top three.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians is, yes.
And Max is two.
Yes.
What, the new one, of course. I got to get myself, got to get that right. The new Mad Max.
Yes.
And I told you three the other day and I forgot it already.
It is a zombie movie, that is for sure. Yeah. Although some people might debate it being zombies, but it really is.
Well, I was going to say Wreck, but no, that's not right.
No, it's definitely, the Wreck is up there. It's just not in my top three.
Killer Tomatoes.
I love that movie, the first one. I rather love the second one. The third, fourth, and fifth one is like, really? Now you're just milking it to death.
Yeah, and you can't even say The Blob because you'd have to go, which one?
I love The Blob. All three of them. Dudes, I'm really disappointed you don't know what my favorite zombie movie is.
Oh, I do. I do. Damn. I do know it. Hold on. Here we go. It is Evil Dead.
So disappointed.
What? Come on. The one with, what's his name in it?
Army of Darkness.
Army of Darkness. I said it right the last week. Why would you do this to me this week?
You're the one that brought up what my three favorite movies were. And it's like, I know you don't know what they were.
You knew who I was talking about, and I cannot think of the name of the film.
Yeah, AOD. It's all for me. But, no.
Are you down with AOD?
I am always down with AOD.
Okay.
Now, one of my favorite movies, it's in the top 50. Mm-hmm. Okay. Heavy Metal.
Yeah.
Just recently acquired on Blu-ray. It's like, okay, good. I'll throw this one in and I'll watch this one today. Oof, I remember this movie. I enjoyed this movie. I still want my Lochnar. Who's got my Lochnar? That's my Lochnar, damn it. But whatever you do, don't watch that movie close up on Blu-ray on a big screen.
In high def?
In high def. It's 1980s animation, man. So it's like, what's all the... Oh, it's not really looking too good like that. Okay, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to sit back a few feet from the TV and watch this movie, because that's the only way to do it. And you got to have the volume up, too, because it's like, the soundtrack for that movie was just pure awesome.
Right.
I mean, I think that really set the bar for soundtracks on a movie where the music makes the movie. I mean, the music... They chose the right mix of music for all of the vignettes that they did in that movie.
I want to say that, and we might have had this conversation before, but yeah, I want to say that was one of the main reasons soundtracks became popular with movies.
Well, there was always the, and I like soundtracks, so I mean, Varese Sarabande, I don't remember how they pronounce the name, but they always would release all the horror and sci-fi soundtracks that were all scores.
Right.
And they were beautiful. I loved all of their music because it was like different kinds of music had different kinds of layers to it, and it just felt really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, why is Jack says he has it and I can't has it?
He has what you wanted.
What did I wanted?
The Lochnar or whatever.
Oh, no, he can't. He doesn't have my Lochnar. I got my Lochnar back 5 seconds ago.
Ah.
It's my Lochnar, damn it. Go get your own Lochnar. And if you haven't watched the movie, you don't know the references. So.
You lost it, Jack. You don't get it.
No, he's probably got his own Lochnar, so that's fine. He can have his own Lochnar. I'm good with that. Oh. I'm magnanimous in my taking over the universe thing.
Gotcha.
So, yes, I think Heavy Metal was one of the first real movies that actually put you to a soundtrack that's like, rock it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, okay, let's mix all these different heavy metal and hard rock bands and throw them together. And then they throw in, what was the one song? There was a heart song.
Right.
No, there was one really mellow song. It's like, what the hell is this? Why? It's the only song I went at the time. It's like, I don't like this kind of music. I like it now, but then I didn't really like it. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not going there. I'm not. Last time you did that to me, I was. I got. Because I remember it right. Mm-mm. You
huh?
did it to me.
What?
No.
What?
The heart song was Riggs.
Yes, I like that song.
No,
Riggs is Heartbeat. I like that song. That's a good song.
I know.
True Companion by Donald Fagen was the one.
I wanted to see if you would correct me. There you go.
What?
Nothing.
Riggs is a good band.
Yes, it is. I'm not denying that. I actually was shocked that Journey actually was in that mix.
Yeah, Open Arms. That was the other one. I was like, yeah, yeah. But Donald Fagen, True Companion. It's like, it's a mellow, freaky, lovey-dovey, hearty type song. It's like, no, that doesn't matter. And by the way, I meant Stevie Nicks, not Heart. It was just Stevie Nicks.
No, I know who you're referring to.
But, no, I love that movie.
She's actually the final song on the entire album.
Mm-hmm.
Or, okay, let's get it correct. It's not an album, but that's, yeah.
Sorry. It was an album.
Back in those days, it was, yep.
That's right. It was an album. Dude. And the other thing I always loved about that movie was the cast of Second City.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, Eugene Levy, Joe Flaherty.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, if I recall right, isn't this what got Levy on basically on the map?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, you know, it's funny because, like I said, I was watching that that one Terminator, and it's like, oh, my God, I know those people. So yeah, you forget that these people started where they started at.
Yeah, everybody's got to start somewhere. Oh, fun fact that I just found out the other day because I came across the action figure. Mm-hmm. Lawrence Fishburne,
right,
was on Pee-wee's Playhouse. That was his first role on TV.
What?
Yep.
Not that I ever watched it. So
I never watched it. It wasn't my shtick at the time.
I would just not have thought Lawrence Fishburne starting there.
I'm pretty sure it was Fishburne. Yeah, he was Cowboy something. Cowboy Curtis.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. It's such a... Really? That is a weird character for anyone to play. But that was his character. He played Cowboy Curtis on Pee-wee's Playhouse in 1986. Gosh darn it. And it was the kind of shit that if you were to put that on TV right now, everybody would go, that's racism. Crap. You know what I mean?
Yes, but the scary part is they do plan on bringing that show back.
No, they've got a movie coming back.
Oh, okay.
There's a sequel movie coming out.
Okay, good, because I thought I read that.
Wait, it can't possibly be his first show because he's been on other stuff.
He was in One Life to Live in 1968. That was his first.
There was a thing about this being the first thing he did. I'm trying to find what it was. He was in Cherry 2000? Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome! I love that movie.
He was in Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, well, I remember that. He was in A Nightmare on Elm Street 3.
Oh my God, really? They got a, I did not know this was, and this is a movie? Oh,
what?
Cornbread, Earl, and Me.
Okay, then.
Talk about racist right off the bat.
Did you see the picture of what he looks like from Pee-wee?
No, I'm trying to find it.
Okay, watch that. I mean, I've always liked him in The Matrix, so it's whatever. And Event Horizon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just whatever you do, don't mix him up with the other Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, and especially not in either of their faces, because they might just punch you.
Right.
Oh my God, he was the Surfer's voice in Fantastic Four, Rise of the Surfer.
Huh.
I'd forgotten about that.
I used to watch MASH. I did not know he was in MASH.
TV
series.
Not the original series. It's the second series, right?
The first was a movie. And
first
then
was a movie. Loved the movie. It was bad.
Then it became a TV series. Correct. With Alan Alda. And yeah.
He That's was not the series. Alan Alda series.
Yeah, the TV series was with Alan Alda.
Okay, yeah, that is that original. Okay, he must have been a... They had 11 seasons for that show.
Yeah.
I probably watched all of them.
I know my mother has.
Okay. Well, passing on. So, great movie.
What's next?
Everybody should watch that movie.
For sure.
So, I watched some other new movies. And these four movies all came out this year.
Uh-oh.
And most of them even came out in the last couple of weeks.
Ooh?
Yes. So I have now officially seen The Fantastic Flop.
Lucky you.
Good thing I got to see it cheaply.
That bad, huh?
So here's the basic rundown. It's not that bad a movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Fantastic Four. If they had named it something else and put a little bit more effort and work into the character development and some other stuff, it would have been a great movie. What they've given the character history, fine. I could live with all of the stuff. But it's definitely not the Fantastic Four in any comic book imagination so far put out. So if you're a comic book fan and that's what you want to see in a Fantastic Four movie, don't watch that one, because you're going to be nothing but disappointed.
Which I have no doubt about.
Yeah. Now, the whole, hey, Johnny Storm's a black guy. He's like, why is he a black guy? It's like, dudes, really? Not that bad of a problem. The way that they positioned it in the movie as being, he's actually the son of the one guy and she's adopted. It's like, okay, that works. It's modern age. Shit, some stuff happens like that. It's like, no big deal. I kind of thought it was a little... Actually, I thought it was a lot corny in a lot of aspects, because it's... The biggest complaint I had about the movie is... N-A-O-S. Are you with me?
Sort of, but... Yeah, you're trying to make me remember what abbreviations were for?
Not another origin story.
Ah, okay.
It's another freaking origin story. It's so jam-packed, Rush trying to give you all of these origins of these guys. It's like, it's got like, there's no soul here. The movie has no real soul. It doesn't feel like a, hey, this is a fun movie. It was like, yeah, okay, I see. It's like I'm watching the movie and it's like, okay, well, it's an hour and a half movie and it's an hour and 20 minutes into the movie. And it's like, what happened? Oh, they're going to fight. Okay, so this and then that and then poof. Weak ending. Like, seriously, weak ass ending. And then poof, they're all back. And it's like, hey, by the way, we're going to start a team. And no, Mr. Government guys, you can't run us. And hey, you're going to do what we say, so blah, and yeah.
Hmm.
So, not a terrible movie. Nowhere near a great movie.
Well, I mean, the director straight out came out and said it was not the way it should have been.
And that's his way of distancing himself from a project he knows did poorly. Whether or not, and it's hard to say whether or not it was his fault. He is the director of the movie, so he could have just said, screw you guys, I'm all going home and taking my big bag of cheesies with me. Or he could have tried harder. I think, and I don't know the guy well enough to be able to opinion on him. I have seen Chronicle, which is his first movie he did. Love that movie. I think that was so beautifully well done. That segueing from that to this should have been kind of a no-brainer type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it really feels like it was rushed. And I think that's not his fault. I think that's Sony or Fox or whoever's fault. Because the only reason that it got put out this year this way, because if they didn't put it out this year, they'd lose the rights to the franchise.
So they rushed it.
They rushed it. They definitely rushed it. They had to get that movie out on time. Because if they didn't, Fantastic Four would revert back to Marvel. And that's what Marvel wants. And we talked about this before. Marvel went out of their way and said, oh, you're doing another Fantastic Four movie. Oh, how nice. We're sick and tired of advertising for you, so we just killed one of our longest-running comic book series. Okay? That guy has to tell you something. All right? Right off the bat, they're flat out saying, Yeah, we just prefer you to be nice and let's talk this over and just sell us the rights back. We'll take it. I mean, it's good. We're good. Oh, you don't want to do that. You want to still keep dragging that shit out? Yeah, okay, well, we're not going to help you with that. Denied.
Right.
Fantastic Four is one of Marvel's key, pivotal, ongoing, longest-running series ever. Right? That's one of Kirby's biggest amounts invested in as far as the Marvel Comics mainstays. Fantastic Four is one of the comic book series you think of when you think of Marvel. Now, not everybody does, but most of us old-school, hardcore Marvel guys will think Marvel, Fantastic Four, Avengers, and a couple of other things first before we think of anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So, the movie was less than satisfying, but going in, I knew I was going to be disappointed, so I wasn't that disappointed. I knew it was going to be poor.
But, so you're saying it's easier to go in and with a, you know...
Yeah, yeah. Going into the expectations knowing I'm not going to love it was, mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I can at least enjoy it and just not worry about it.
No, that works.
Yeah. Now, you ready for another one?
Yeah.
I don't know. Pick three. 1, 2, 3. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Mo.
Really? You're going to go with that one? Okay. Right. Attack on Titan.
Yes.
Have you seen the trailer?
I have.
Holy crap, was that a cool movie?
I did not know it came out already, or I would have been all over it.
Well, I have access to some people who see things quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I get to see some sneak peek stuff.
Must share.
No, I don't. Don't need to share nothing. I will share that the movie is fun.
Must share.
It's standard Japanese fare, okay? So there's a lot of what the hell kind of moments.
Right.
But I love the whole concept. And I know that the anime has been around for a couple years now. The anime and manga has been around for a couple years now.
Mm-hmm.
But I could never get into it. I mean, I just didn't like the style on it. So when I saw that they were doing a live action, it's like, oh, hey, cool, that'll be neat. And then I watched it, and it's like, oh my god, it's awesome. Yes. Giant freaks of nature that nobody knows what the hell they came from, just gobbling up people. It's like, that's just funny.
Yes, the previews were just, mm-hmm.
So it's, I giggled a lot through the movie.
Did you really?
Yeah, there's a baby in the movie. It's like Baby Titan. It's like, seriously? I saw that coming from a mile away, and I was howling with laughter. It's like, no. This movie is actually quite fun to watch.
Yeah, if anyone's seen the preview, you were definitely stoked right after that.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like, oh, I saw another trailer as well. What the hell was that for a little while ago? Was about a guy falls in love with this chick, turns out she's a demon, they have a relationship, he ends up getting pregnant and birthing a monster. Oh my god, what the hell was it? That one was really good too. I want to watch that movie when it comes out. I got to find the name of the damn movie now too. Well, if anybody knows it, feel free to let me know again. I know I shared the trailer on it like months ago, so I have to dig that up again. But Attack on Titan.
I know Jack will come up with the answer for you.
Maybe. This one might be too obscure for him.
Not up his alley?
Oh, no, I think he'd probably watch it. It's a good mix of art, Japanese art, CG digital animation, like the cool textured stuff like in Attack on Titan, and then the Japanese fun kung fu type movie. It's okay. Like one of those weird mix of movies. And it's like, okay, this doesn't normally translate well for Japan, but I think I'll like it.
Right. Who wouldn't?
A lot of people wouldn't. A lot of people like look at some of these movies and it's like, no, I want one thing. I don't want the other things.
Picky.
Like they either want the artsy-fartsy stuff, or they want the fighty kung fu-y stuff, or they want the what the hell was that stuff.
We get a lot of the what the hell was that stuff.
Well, if you listen to my show, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Why? Because I watch all that stuff. I love that shit. I love sarcasm. I put that shit on everything.
This is true.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was reading an article about Cannibal Holocaust, and it's like, wow, I like this magazine. By the way, if you want a really fun magazine to read, and I give you words of warning, Girls and Corpses. It's a real magazine.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun series. They have interviews about stuff about people in old schlocky horror movies, and they're like really... Cannibal Holocaust is rated one of the goriest and weirdest movies to watch, because it is. All right?
Sorry, I'm laughing at Jack's comment.
Exactly. I didn't want to say that, but, you know, that was exactly the sarcasm I was expecting to get an answer back on. It's like, yeah. So, I think it's time for a intermezzo-age.
Intermezzo.
Because that way then I can talk about the other two movies for the rest of the half hour.
Okay. Here we go.
You gotta keep them separated. Separated. Hey! The man, you're disrespecting me. Take him out. You gotta keep them separated. Separated. Hey! Man, you're talking back to me. Take him out. You gotta keep them separated. Hey! Separated. Hey! Man, you're disrespecting me. Take him out. Gotta keep them separated. Hey!
You gotta keep them separated, because if you don't, then what's gonna happen is they get together. And if they get together, what's gonna happen is that they're not gonna stay separated.
Okay.
So if that don't make any sense, go back to sleep.
I think Jack's already asleep, according to what I'm seeing.
No, he's not asleep.
He's snoozing like... Oh.
See? You thought he was snoozing. He's not snoozing. He's actually watched the dang movie and remembers it.
about the evil clown who says we got balloons down here and they all float down here.
Wrong movie.
Oh, sorry.
We're still talking heavy metal in the chat room.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, because there's no Pennywise in heavy metal.
This is not fair!
Right. So, I finally got to see my final two shark movies for the year.
What?
So you know I've seen Sharknado 3.
Right.
Stupidest movie ever made.
Mm-hmm.
Stupider even than stupidest movie before Sharknado 2 and Sharknado 1.
And you're so excited because you want to watch the next one.
I will, because hopefully they'll kill Tara Reid's character. I look forward to that. Hopefully it'll be like some kind of like explodey head type thing. It's like, oh, splashy bits.
That would be fun.
So, let's go with, which one do I want to go with? Okay, let's go with the one that, they're kind of equal to me. They're totally equal to me. Let's go with the one that has, no, that's actually not true. They're both pretty much around the same length of Sharktopus versus Whale Wolf.
I knew that one was coming up.
Okay. Just the name alone makes me want to watch this movie, and I did. So I had to watch this movie. When I saw the trailer of like Sharktopus, it's like, okay, I saw the first one, saw the second one, saw a couple of them, and it's like, they're stupid. They got this like shark with an octopus body. It's like, it propels itself on land. It uses its tentacles to climb over stuff. It jumps on stuff. It, like, wraps it. Now it's got, like, the tips of its tentacles have, like, claws on it. And they go, doosh, 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 doosh. And they just puncture through people and kill them in bloody splattery type moments and stuff. But this one had something special. It had Casper Van Dien in it. And you know what's even funnier?
That it had Casper Van Dien in it?
No. That was funny. What was even funnier is comment that me and a small group of friends kept saying is like, you want a B-horror movie? Throw Casper Van Dien in it. Guess who else you want to throw in? What's the name of that guy? His sister was really, really famous from Pretty Woman. Oh, yeah, Eric Roberts. Okay, he's the other one that you get in all the bad horror movies or sci-fi movies or villain. He's like the villain in all the B-movies and stuff. You know what's really funny in this movie? There was a scene where the doctor chick who's crazy and psychotic and is making the werewolf and doing all this other crazy shit, and you already know she's the psycho crazy woohoo type character in the movies, says, oh yes, we learned from the best, and there's a picture of Eric Roberts on the wall. It's like, are you kidding me? Eric Roberts still got into this movie, and he, that's just hilarious. I cracked myself. I lost my shit with this movie. It was funny.
Sounds like it.
It had all of the right moments for bad hilarity. There's even a voodoo lord.
Interesting.
His name is Tiny. But he's got the big juju. It's the combination of sight gags and just dialogue gags was hilarious. Casper Van Dien has really, really fallen bad in his acting career. But at least he's getting work. You know what I mean? That's a positive thing. He's getting work.
Yeah.
So he plays a drunk character. Oh my God. I would watch that, Jack. I seriously would. Triffid NATO? Totally. I would watch that. Megashark versus the Triffids, not so much. But Triffid NATO, I would watch that. I would watch the hell out of that shit. And I am not joking. If they sign up and make a movie, it's like, ooh, can I contribute $1 to the Kickstarter on this movie? I'd do it. Wait, that means I have to give a credit card. Maybe I won't do it, but I would watch it. I would watch it. A lot. Okay, moving along. No Triffid NATO feedback on that. So sad. Sad. But Megashark, no. Sharktopus versus Werewolf. So, right off the bat, what do you think of when you think of a werewolf?
Seriously? The first thing I thought of was like a werewolf crossed with a whale. Basically, Shamu with a toupee.
Close. really close. So it's orca, like a Shamu, which is, he is an orca, killer whale. So you got the killer whale texture body, and then you got the face and features of a wolf. And legs, and it jumps around, and it big jaw and crunchy, claspy things. The whole movie is really bad.
You think?
Oh, I know. It's really bad because they. We need a missile strike. We're concerned that if we shoot some missiles at these two things in the middle of an area like this, we're going to hurt civilians. You think? We got to draw it to some place where there's not going to be any civilians and casualties. Yeah, let's go to the thing. Yeah, okay, great. Yeah, call in the missile strike now. 7 B-1 bombers or whatever fly... No, sorry, they're not B-1s. They were F-15s or something like that. Fighter jets fly by. Pew, 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 pew. Missiles. Ba-da-da-da-doom. Oh, look, they got the monsters, but didn't destroy anything else. Okay, it's like the stuff like that is like, oh, my God. Makes my brain hurt, but I love it.
But of course.
I love it.
And so who wins?
What do you mean who wins? They kill both of them.
You're just supposed to say yes.
They kill both of them. Oh, but guess what?
There's another one. Oh.
They always spring back to life again afterwards.
Yeah, that's kind of like, you know, all those...
Every shark movie I've ever seen.
Well, I was kind of thinking of all those horror movies where, you know, oh my God, we killed the bad guy finally. Yay. Oh my God, he's back. Yeah.
Stand now,
Jason lived. We sent him to space. Oh.
Yeah. You know, they did the Sharks in Space thing in Sharknado 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sharks in space? How can they breathe up here? Seriously? You're going to question that? You've got the rest of the sharks in a tornado, and that's the one you question? Okay. You know what the other one was? The other shark movie? Huh?
Oh,
yeah. Take a stab.
Stab. I want to say Megalodon, but no, it's not that one.
Nope, not a Megalodon.
Yeah, you're going to have to remind me, because we did...
I have talked about it before. I've said I wanted to see this, and I finally got to see it.
Yes, we did.
Mega Shark versus Colossus.
There we go.
And Colossus is everybody who likes to watch old 1960s, 50s sci-fi movies, was a secret Russian project of a giant computer brain robot thingy made by Russia to help them dominate the Earth.
Domination.
It's one of my favorite games in the world to do. Dominate the Earth. So we've got the... I would watch that too. Actually, I may have seen that one.
Attack of the Tomatoes. Dominate the Earth. Oh. Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think so.
No?
No. But Shark... Mega Shark... So, the beginning of Mega Shark is funny because it all starts off with the, hey, we can't ride in the oceans anymore because Mega Shark's out there and it goes around killing things and destroying things, so everybody evacuate away from the coasts. Yet, there's the refineries there, there's all the factories over there, and there's still people driving along the highways there. It's like, oh yeah, okay, so you make all the hype and none of it actually even looks real. Oh, okay, like, cool. CGI, man. It's CGI. It's all about the computer graphics.
Right. How much C can you get in the eye? Oh.
Well, quite a bit in both of these movies, apparently.
Yeah.
So, I'm mixing up my shark movies. Mega Shark.
Don't read the chat room.
I'm not reading the chat room. I said I'd watch that movie. Sharktopussy. I'd watch that. I've watched weirder movies than that. What is the weirdest movie I've ever seen? What the hell was that one? Oh, man. It was Japanese, of course.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell was it?
Mm-hmm.
Robo Geisha. That one.
Mm.
That one qualifies as one of the weirdest movies I've ever seen.
For some reason, I can believe that, too.
When you have a... You know the Shinto temples or whatever in Japan, all right? The little weird, it's kind of very, it's a very unique kind of look. Mm-hmm. So it turns and pops out arms and legs, and it starts standing up, and it turns into a giant robot, and then it starts kicking and cutting the buildings beside it, and then the buildings bleed?
Yes.
It's a pretty weird movie. When you've got these ninja assassins, and what they do is they squirt their breasts at you, and it has acid milk, it's a pretty weird movie. Wait, when her face splits apart and a buzzsaw comes out of it, and it chops people in half, it's a pretty weird movie.
I remember having a conversation about this movie.
I have spoken about this movie on the show because I love this movie. It's messed up.
I believe it was one of the ones I started to watch.
Yeah, it's a difficult movie if you're not into the right frame of mind for that sort of thing.
You really got to be in a different frame of mind because...
Oh, yeah.
Some of that stuff starts to happen. What?
Exactly. I'm saying, the thing about the... Naked Lunch was nothing compared to this one. I love Naked Lunch. It's like, okay, yeah, somebody did Quaaludes when they were doing this movie. Awesome, that's fine. Okay, I can dig it. The, Hell Driver. Yeah, that was the other one, Japanese one. They made a car full of body parts, and the pedal for the gas pedal is actually somebody's foot turned upside down.
Oh, okay.
It was awesome. They have the one scene where the guy in the pickup truck is actually fighting a big zombie thing with a pickup truck, like hand-to-hand. Mm-hmm. And he's gear shift up, gear shift down, gear shift up, gear shift down, and the pickup truck is standing up on its back two wheels, going pow, 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 pow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. They made a flying ship of human bodies as they were holding onto these two rockets. Yeah, we're going to fly this human body ship around, and they're trying to fly these missiles to something else, and then, okay, fun. Mm-hmm. Apparently I get out too much.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I have to comment. So I did. Where was I going? I was going with Mega Shark. Mega Shark versus Colossus was probably, I don't know, the more predictable of the two movies.
Mm-hmm.
At least with Sharktopus versus Whale Wolf, it was like, yeah, we want to go crazy. Every minute of the way, we want to go a little bit more crazier. They had the one chick with the fake, well, it's kind of a realistic German accent, but it was like, yeah, it's way too heavy a German accent. And she was the crazy, of course she was the crazy, psychotic genetics doctor that's trying to make the world beautiful, but at the same time, strong. You know, it's just that weird vibe thing going on. And it was kind of cool, because every once in a while it was getting weirder and weirder and weirder, and it's like, oh, okay, we stop worrying about how weird this movie can get, because it just went there. The whole voodoo thing was hilarious. But with Mega Shark, it was like, yeah, so this guy's been tapping and hacking into phones and everybody's technology, so he knows what's going on. He knows her thing for doing this. Oh, he already built this, by the way, so now we can go and get the shark, and we can do this. And at the same time, hey, the Colossus, big giant killer robot filled with the magical elixir of perfect energy, red mercury. Ooh, I think, where did we hear that term before? Oh, yeah. The movie Red 2. And I think there was a Mission Impossible movie that involved it as well. All of a sudden, Red Mercury's on everybody's taste buds for, hey, killer weapon, mega energy source. Ooh.
But it's purdy.
It is purdy. It's red fluid. Looks like tomato juice.
Wait, wasn't that in the one Star Trek, the kind of remake Star Trek?
No, they use dilithium crystals.
No, it was the red...
red dye number 9? Number 9?
Yeah,
number 9?
Made them go back and... created like the black hole.
I don't recall that. I guess it's possible.
It was on the ship that Spock uses to go back and...
The one that he goes back in time is the fourth one where they save the whales.
No, not that one. The newer ones. The new one.
Oh, you mean the J.J. Abrams one?
Yes, that one.
Okay. I know what you're talking about now. No, that wasn't the same stuff.
Okay. That's what I was trying to double check.
No, not even close to the same stuff. That was completely different stuff. I don't even think that was red. I think it was purple.
I thought they said it was red.
It could be. Doesn't really matter. nothing really matters anymore. Because I've seen all three of the Shrek movies I wanted to see this year. My movie watching Fiesta Fans. No, actually, I saw a trailer for a movie I do want to watch. And they're going to be at Fan Expo. By the way, anybody in the Toronto environs or ever likely to be around in Toronto on Labor Day weekend, come on down to Fan Expo. Meet some horror writers. We're going to be there, the Ontario chapter of the HWA. It's, you know what? Just show up. We'll eat your face off.
Be a lot of numbing going on.
Yes. Yes, that plus that. Okay, so apparently Jack says it was red.
Yeah, what? Oh, red matter. That's what they called it. Thank you, Jack. That's right. They called it red matter.
Red matter. Red matter. Red matter. Retam. Dur.
Mm-hmm.
Retam dur. Okay, I guess I'm losing it.
Yes, I think you lost it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
I got it right there on the corner of my desk.
No, I saw Jack snag that.
No, he didn't. He took the fake one.
Oh.
So I got the Aliens 4-pack movies on Blu-ray to watch now sometime soon, too.
Ooh.
I want to watch the director's uncut version.
That would be a fun one to watch.
Yes, and I finally got the entire series of Farscape.
Ah.
I'll watch that, too.
That would be even more fun.
Yeah. There's a couple of other movies I'm going to be watching soon, too. I've got some TV series to watch as well. I'm really looking forward to this weekend, but I won't be able to get to see it right away, which is really pissing me off. But we'll see what we can do about that. Fear of the Walking Dead.
Oh, is that this weekend?
I believe so.
I thought they weren't doing it until September.
No. It's coming up before The Walking Dead resumes. And The Walking Dead itself resumes October 13, 14, 15, somewhere around there. Just in time to get a couple episodes in before Halloween.
August 23rd, you're right.
Bingo.
Interesting.
So I've also got True Blood to watch because I got the whole series over there. I got Roswell seasons 1-3 to watch. I haven't gotten around to that, and I don't know when I'm going to get around to that. I got Castle seasons 1-3 to watch as well. Lost seasons 1-6.
Wait, you tease me about some of the stuff I watch, and you watch Castle?
I haven't watched Castle yet. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's got Nathan Fillion in it. He's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I haven't watched the show. I picked up the DVDs at a flea market. It was cheap. So it's like, okay, fine. I'll pick it up.
Okay.
Don't be hating.
Mm-hmm.
I got the series, first season of Extant as well. That's the one with... what's her face in it?
Right.
The evil Catwoman chick.
Speaking of which, did you see the news?
Yes, I heard about Batgirl.
Yeah.
That made me sad. She was always a nice character.
Yes, she was. Commissioner Gordon's not going to be with his... Yeah, wait, never mind. I think he went first. Never mind.
What's really crazy is I think I got both of the same things that Jack got.
Oh?
The Aliens blue box and then the Superman box with all the Superman movies in a metal tin. No, it was good. I actually enjoyed watching all the old movies, but then I watched the more recent movies. Like, I don't like those anymore. You know, the last guy, the last Superman movie? Not the last one, but the one before that. The Deadbeat Dad Superman?
Right. Superman.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that one.
No.
Had one good scene where he's like saves the plane from crashing into the baseball diamond, and that was it.
Yeah, it was like the beginning. I mean...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I had such high hopes for that movie when they put the teaser out. It's like, dude, look at that. Superman doing the flyby, and they have the contrails, and they have everything going. That looks awesome. That's going to be a great movie. Man, was I ever disappointed after that. Seriously, I mean, like, there was such a letdown on it. It's like, oh, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember who played Lex Luthor in that one. That's what made me really kind of want to see it because...
Oh, what's his face?
Yeah, I'm like, this guy's famous.
Yeah, he did Kaiser Soze.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey.
That's it.
And I'm like, oh, dude, he makes a good Lex. He could be really evil. And then you just like, the whole story was taken away because...
Yeah, they made like a parody of the, hey, let's make Whoever the hell the guy was that did the first Lex Luthor in the first Christopher Reeve movie. Let's make a parody of him with Kevin Spacey. Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, you kind of wanted that to be a Lex Luthor because, you know, he kind of... Yeah, I mean, he filled the role.
He filled a role that was less than entertaining for me. It was like an evil bad joke version of the Christopher Reeve's Lex Luthor. It's like
Gene Hackman.
Him. At least the Gene Hackman playing Lex Luthor, that was actually good because that was a character role that's like that fit that movie. I like Kevin Spacey and stuff that I've seen. I did not like him as Lex Luthor in the Superman movie. I thought he was like, okay, he's the wrong guy for this.
I don't think they focused on the character the way they should have. I mean, it's like the whole story was taken in so many different ways that, you know, and it's like, oh, by the way, some way he was supposed to not do what he was said he couldn't do and then did do, and that's all they focused on. You're just like, what?
They took little bits and pieces and tried to stick them together. And they didn't even really stick together because they didn't flow together.
I think they were digging.
Diggling?
Yes.
Diggling?
They were diggling in your piddle.
Yes, I think they tried drinking a little bit too much of it. I do think, as Jack just pointed out in the chat room as well, that this Jesse Eisenberg guy, who's going to be Lex Luthor in the new movie, might be an interesting take. It's like a young Lex Luthor. I like the Luthor in Smallville.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know the guy. I don't know what he's done. I don't really know him as an actor or whatever. But I liked his Luthor in the series. You could identify with him as both, hey, he's the beginning of a bad guy, but at the same time, he still has some good guy elements to it. It's like, ooh, that's cool.
Yes, I agree with you. He would be, and that's, I mean, if they really went the direction that they should have, he would have been the perfect one to keep going as Lex Luthor. But,
meh. It's Hollywood. They're messed up in the brain pan.
Yeah.
We'll stick with that.
And this Jesse Eisenberg, he... I don't know. I mean, I'm just so used to him being kind of like a goofy sidekick versus, you know, somebody that's going to be evil. I just don't see it.
Oh, come on. He was the bomb in Phantoms, yo. Seriously? You're going to give me dead air on that one? Wait, are you still there? No, seriously. Really? Nectectional. Ah.
You have an incoming call from EW Gratitude.
And I believe we're back.
Yeah, we are.
So, are we still recording? Are we still broadcasting?
We reconnected to broadcast, yes, sir.
Yay, because I didn't stop recording.
Yeah, I said that he looked like a weak Lex Luthor and could not be evil, and you said he was the... And that was the end of what I got.
And then I kept saying, wait, that's just funny. Like, wait, no, can you hear me? No, wait, no, serious, are you there? And it's like, okay, and here I was worried about my internet connection being dropped because of the heat in this little area of the world. But no, EW's internet had to go down because he's in Texas.
Yeah, my heat's hotter than your heat.
Yeah, no. 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 No, 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 no.
Says who? I don't know. Don't answer that. I don't want to know who says.
Don't really care who says anyways. It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
It's damn hot. It's hot. It's so hot, it's damn hot.
So hot, I saw somebody doing some crotch pot cooking.
That I did not need to know about. No, I could live the next 5 minutes safely and not say, you know.
You know, no.
You know. Although, it's not Mad Max hot.
No, definitely.
Which is a good thing. Because Mad Max hot would be pretty darn hot.
Exactly.
Okay, so I think we're finished talking about sharks.
Yeah, yeah.
Finished talking about flop. Because I know we had this discussion once before that Spielberg and somebody else was saying that Hollywood was going to start having a few flops in a row. And I think Fantastic Four is one of the first, sorry, not one of the first ones, one of the key ones that's going to be pointed at as saying, look, here's a big budget movie. It failed miserably. Why did it fail miserably? Probably a number of different factors, but nothing that you can just pinpoint and say on. Like with John Carter of Mars.
No, no, no. I can point out why that movie failed. In one word.
Go ahead.
Remake.
Would disagree with you.
Come on, how many times you got to remake films?
Start
originality and people would be more happier and you don't have to worry about. Oh, it's
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Five movies. Same premise, same characters, same puppets. Each one got progressively more money.
Like Tremors or
Tremors 6 is Tremors 5 is coming out.
Yes, it is.
It looks freaking awesome. But it looks better than some of the earlier ones. But I'm not 100% against remakes, and I agree with the whole let's do original stories, but they don't do original stories because they're afraid of not getting invested audience participation. But at the same time, then they put out Pablum, which is what Fantastic Four movie ended up being. However, I think you can't just say it's just the remake thing. I think there's more factors than that. I think the director is a factor. I think the production company is a factor. I think the audience expectation was a factor. I think the decision to go away from source material was a factor. I think the economy was a factor. I think the fact that it was going against 22 other tentpole movies that came out this year and are still coming out this year, which is the highest number that they've ever had come out in a single year ever, right? And the whole machine making of Hollywood. I think all of these things are a factor. Now, Dudeface, who did this movie, has said, I can't take the stress of this kind of movie anymore. I'm going to go back and do something small budget now. And it's like, you guys can all do your shit over there. I don't want to do it anymore. And sorry, I guess maybe his mindset has become he can't do that kind of thing. It's like, and that's probably why he shouldn't have done this movie in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'm glad that he tried, because like I said, I loved Chronicle. I thought that was a great vehicle for what he did there, and I was hoping that he could have brought that to the Fantastic Four.
He wasn't. He didn't have the he has the creative direction, but he did not have the creative power. I mean, all the people behind the scenes kept saying, well, this is how it's going to be. This is how it's going to be. And it's like, well, damn, aren't I the director, or don't I get to do the... No.
Yes and no. And maybe there's more to it than we know. I mean, they're only going to publicly say so much about what happened during the movie.
Right.
Right? And and as we all know, Hollywood, everybody... Yeah, he was the greatest person to work with. He really bit my ass all the time. But no, he was the greatest director ever to work with. You're going to never really know, because Hollywood has a symptology of always being positive about what they've got going on so that they can always be positive about the next project that they can work on, and that'll be the next big thing. Whatever. I've noticed this with some Hollywood people. They do that. Even though they may dislike the person completely, they're always positive about having had that work experience.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is fine, and that's a good thing to be in life, is to actually be positive about what's going on. Because even if it was a really negative experience, it's a positive experience because it taught you what not to do next time.
Mm-hmm.
So move forward and go on and whatever. But John Carter of Mars, that's what I had actually tried to say before you got kicked off, was a flop for one reason, and it was the marketing companies. Or the marketing teams. The marketing team that was originally on it, and then the marketing team that took over it afterwards. The second marketing team wanted the movie to tank, so they did a horrible job of marketing the movie, which means it did not make it theater commitments properly, which is, I think, a shame, because it was a great movie. Fantastic Four could have been a good movie. but it did not get the focus that it put in. And I agree with you to an extent that the director is part of that, because he or she should have been the person pushing that the way their vision was. Like, you look at Peter Jackson's movies, they're all fantastic movies because he personally pushed the way that those movies went.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's my two cents on it. I see that we're like at the end of the show, so I just wanted to say, everybody, thanks for coming out to the chat room, to the streams, to the Facebooks, to the Twitters, to the Twinkers, to the Tweeters, yo, to the Max, iggity, 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 bit, bit, bit. Check us out on Facebook, check us out on Twitter, follow us, because you know we'll follow back most likely if you're not that creepy. And come back every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this internet dial thingamabobby.
Yeah.
And I think we'll say, have yourselves an after-rotten good time, people!
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.